Isabel, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very good. How are you today?
I am doing great.
Sounds good. And I just got through watching a film last night, a film that you happen to have been in. It's, I guess, a couple years in the making, and you finally get a chance for everybody to see it, called Dear Eleanor, and very good movie.
Thank you so much.
And this is all set back in 1962, way, way before you were born, since you were just a 19-year-old. And how much studying did you do for the film?
I did a lot. I mean, I love the 1960s, I think it was kind of a really beautiful time in history, in the sense that even though there were a lot of, you know, scary things going on, I think people were more impulsive because they thought that, you know, that at any moment things could end. And so I love that Max kind of takes that and runs with it. And she's like, okay, well, we're just going to go drive across the country and meet Eleanor Roosevelt then, Ellie. And that's what we're going to do. And it was kind of this whole, I don't know, I guess it was kind of like a good history lesson, when at the same time I got to literally live in the 60s. I got to wear the clothes and, you know, have the attitude. And I got to feel like I was a part of like this time period that I've only seen photos of.
And you and is it Liana?
Yeah, Liana Liberato.
Right. You two seem to really hit it off good on camera, and I'm sure looks like you two had a good time off camera as well.
Yeah, it was cool because I got to actually make a movie with my best friend. Like we met and just kind of like had this instant chemistry and got along, and so filming the movie was so easy because we already had that chemistry and we already got along really well. So it was just kind of like, oh, we have lines that we have to say. But we had so much fun together, and you know, we got to actually, at the end of the film, when we were done filming in Colorado, we drove back with Kevin Connolly and the director of photography and everybody. We drove back in the 1948 Chrysler Windsor to California, and so we got to go on our own road trip too, which was really cool.
Oh, that's cool. And how was it working with Jessica Alba in that movie? She still got it.
Yeah, no, she's great, and she's so sweet and wonderful, and I still run into her from time to time. I guess we like the same restaurants, which is really funny. I see her a lot when I go to dinner, but she's great, and I think she was perfect for that part, to play Aunt Daisy, and she got such great costumes, didn't she?
I just enjoyed, I'm going to have to go back and watch again just to enjoy her great hula hoop performance.
I know, right?
You have been starting to look at all the stuff you've done. My goodness, girl, have you taken a week off or vacation any time in the last 10 years?
Yeah, it's funny. I feel like I could have probably worked more, but I was so in love with school, and I loved being in school, and so I wanted to graduate, and so I made sure that I had time for that at the same time. But yeah, no, I recently haven't really taken too many days off, but I kind of like it. I like working nonstop. I love my job, so you know, when I get a chance to work on stuff that I'm passionate about and keep moving, I love it.
With all the things you've been in, and of course, most everybody will know you from Clove and the Hunger Games, and that's one of your most famous roles, and of course, you scared everybody half to death in The Orphan when I think you were just 11 years old at the time. But one of the people I got to interview not too long ago, and you have worked with not too long ago, is Virginia Madsen in All the Wilderness. Is she just as sweet of a person as she appears to be?
Oh, yeah. And she's such an incredible actress. Such an incredible actress. I mean, I feel so lucky to have gotten to work with the actors that I've gotten to work with. And you know, even though I didn't have any scenes with Virginia in All the Wilderness, I got to meet her, and I thought that she was just so sweet and gracious, and you just are like, gosh, you know, you stand in the presence of like a legend, you know what I mean, and an iconic woman in film, and she's so normal. I loved it.
Oh, she seems like the most normal person. Just sitting talking to her for 8 minutes, you think like you're almost a member of her family.
It's an amazing quality that she has.
Yeah. So with the stuff that you've been in, and looks like it's not stopping anytime soon, that movie Cell is finally coming out, working on a movie called Hellbent, and are you still on the TV show Masters of Sex? I think that's a recurring role. You've been on like 8 episodes, but is that still part of your future?
Yeah. No, I'm going to be on next season, so you know, stay tuned, I guess. Yeah, no, Masters of Sex, I love being a part of that show. The cast and the crew and everybody is so so incredible, and I mean, I feel so lucky to be on that show with such great actors, and it really was like kind of, it was like going back to school when I went back this season to do a little bit. I got to see all my old friends, you know?
Mm-hmm. And tell us real quick, what is your role in that?
In Masters of Sex, I play Tessa Johnson. I play Virginia Johnson's daughter. It's kind of dealing with her relationship with her mother and how having a mother that works in a business such as sex, where she writes about sex and, you know, teaches about sex at a time, again, you know, in the 1960s where that was something that was so frowned upon, how that affects a young woman growing up and how it changes the way people perceive her. And it's been really, really beautiful part that I've gotten to explore, and a different side of myself and a different person completely at the same time. So I've really learned a lot.
Your sister is a singer and puts down some good tracks herself.
Yeah. No, I directed two music videos. I directed two of my sister's music videos.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, but I haven't actually been in a music video, but I would love to. That would be so fun.
Well, there we go. We're putting out the feelers right now. If any music video directors are listening,
I know any music videos, guys. I love music videos. I miss the days when I would turn on MTV in the morning and while I was having breakfast, and all the music videos would be playing on a loop.
I just got through talking to Dave Holmes, who used to work at MTV, and we all yearn for the day of when music videos actually would be on TV. What would your actual favorite music video be of all time? Putting you on the spot.
My favorite music video of all time? You know, I would have to say that I really like the Florence and the Machine music video for Sweet Nothing. I think that music video is awesome. I also really like Rihanna's music video for We Found Love. I think that's really beautiful and cool. I'm trying to think which other ones I have. I only buy music videos on my iTunes that I really, really like. So I'd have to look through again. But those two I know for sure just because I've watched them so many times.
And real quickly, just a couple seconds left, your mom is now quite the author, isn't she?
Yeah, no, my mom has a book out called Supalina Soup Cleanse. And my mom, she makes vegan soups. And she's incredible. Incredible chef. She's actually writing her second book right now, but her first book is fantastic. I highly recommend it to anybody who wants to learn about health and be a little bit healthier and, you know, work towards, you know, healing their body in a natural way. My mom actually beat breast cancer by not doing chemotherapy, but by going vegan and changing her diet and really, you know, deciding to change her life. And so that's a message that she's trying to, you know, to share with people, is that, you know, health is really important and we have to take care of ourselves, and you don't have to be vegan, you don't have to go all that route, you know. I mean, I'm not vegan, but, you know, it's important to know your body and know how to take care of it properly.
Well, I enjoyed the movie. Dear Eleanor is a great film, and I hope everybody gets to see this buddy movie, because it's a pretty fun trip across, and watch out when you're in Kentucky. You can get pulled over by state police pretty easy there.
Yeah.
Because that's where you all get busted in the movie.
Exactly. It's where the coppers snag us.
Exactly. All right. Good talking to you, and good luck in the future, Isabel.
Thank you so much. It's great talking to you, too.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Uh-huh.
Bye.